An update now on a story we brought you last fall. Advocates for people with hearing loss have convinced Zoom to provide closed captioning services for free. In November, advocate Sherry Eberts told us how people with hearing loss were struggling to use the video conference platform because the captioning service was behind a paywall. Well, this week, Zoom announced it was changing that policy. And Sherry Eberts is back with us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Peter. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. And I know this must be big news for you and for the people that you know with hearing loss. So tell me what's happened since we last spoke.
Well, as you know, video conferencing calls are a great way to stay connected during the pandemic, and they're really tough for people with hearing loss. But captions can make all the difference, and we've been advocating for that. And on Wednesday, Zoom announced that they're going to move their high-quality automatic speech recognition captioning out from behind the paywall. And people with hearing loss are just thrilled about this. First, because we'll get the access that we need finally in terms of having the captioning for these calls. And also, it just shows the power of grassroots advocacy. And it's just such an empowering feeling for people with hearing loss to have their voice finally be heard.
Yeah, and for those who are hearing this story for the first time, it all started, you know, pretty soon after the pandemic broke out. You wrote an open letter to Zoom in April explaining how tough it was, as you say, for people with hearing loss to use the service without captioning. That turned into a petition. So when you had these conversations with Zoom most recently, what did you hear from them? And why do you think it took them so long for them to change their mind?
Yeah, I think that Zoom was feeling very overwhelmed by the pandemic. They had people using their platform in droves, and I guess they were not ready for that in terms of the technology. And so their priority was to roll out this feature to businesses who are paying for the plan. But I think that the petition really helped, as well as the media coverage of this issue, really helped bring this to the attention of Zoom's management. And I think they really started to understand how important the captions are for people with hearing loss. I'm just so grateful that they decided to move this out from behind the paywall.
You still will be waiting for a while because the captioning, I understand, isn't going to be up and running until the fall. And potentially by then, you know, the worst of the pandemic might be over. Is that okay with you?
Well, we asked Zoom's management to create an interim process because the fall, as you said, is very far away. And they agreed to do that. So for people with hearing loss and other people who need the captioning for accessibility reasons, they've created a process where you can request to have access immediately. There's a Google form that you need to go online and fill out. And that way you don't have to wait until the fall to have access.
Sherry Eberts, hearing health advocate and founder of the online community Living with Hearing Loss, just successfully pressured Zoom to make its closed captioning service free to its users. Sherry, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you.